This show is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show is not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. So if you're listening, you're not only doing something you shouldn't be doing, you're wasting your time. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something that they're not comfortable doing.
I know, so she gets the strap on out.
She asked you which way you preferred. Did you want to wear the strap on, or did you want to be the recipient of?
You're listening to the Swingcast with John and Allie.
Episode 8.
Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Allie.
And John.
And we've got episode 8 for you. We're going to be announcing the winner of the strap-on.
The winner of the strap-on. That was you, honey.
Oh, yeah. That was me. We're going to be announcing the winner of the Cafe Desire membership when the secret word was strap-on.
You're right.
I got ahead of myself there. Because this episode is about strap-on, my experience with the strap-on, and I got a little excited about it.
So, you're listening to Swingercast, and what Allie and I love to do is this podcast where we go out to a swing club and then come back and tell each other everything we saw, felt, and did on our adventure. First of all, I want to let everybody know that I added a couple of things to the website. Mm-hmm. You can now go and download a flyer or a business card and take it with you to your swing clubs and pass the good word around.
Yeah, that would be great. That's cool.
So in this episode that's coming up, we went out to a local club and Allie and I and a bunch of other people had a blast.
Not a bunch.
Well, a bunch of other people watched it and a lot of people saw it and they were there having their own good time too. So I'm including them.
Okay, yeah.
So this is us after we came back from the club talking to each other about what happened to us that night.
Yeah.
Wow. That was interesting.
That was hot.
Hot. Educational.
It's like every time we go to a club, it's like a first for something.
I know. It's great.
We just got to the place. I was giving the bartender our drinks, and I'm standing behind this other couple, but I'm not really looking at them because I'm you know, smiling and grinning at you and talking. Turn, and it's, "Hey, John! Hey, Audi!" But you didn't hear them because you were talking. It's the soft swap couple from the hot tub, episode 5.
Except when I turned around, you said, "Allie, look who's here."
I was very glad to see
them. And I looked at him, and then I hugged him. You know, "Oh, hi." But after I hugged him, I was like, still didn't completely, I thought it was somebody from work or somebody that you knew on the outside saying.
For a second.
Because they were dressed, and I didn't recognize them in their clothes. Is that bad or what?
I don't know.
But I did. It did snap, but it was like after I hugged him, and then I looked back, and she was all dressed. She was dressed so cute, wasn't she? She was in a hot, sexy, cool schoolgirl outfit, mm-hmm. and she had these leather boots.
Like all the way to her knees. Boots.
Yeah, that laced up, and she had this, I guess a red, you know, skirt.
Yeah. And she wore
this collar.
Yeah.
So with the leather collar with a little hoop. Metal hoop.
But you could attach a collar and lead her around, I guess.
She said she got it. She liked the way it looked, and I guess she had worn it someplace before. Didn't she say that?
Yeah.
And some people were asking her all this bondage stuff. She didn't know any of the terms they were using. She was "I just bought it because I like the way it looked, you know."
Are you a top or a bottom? Somebody asked her that.
Or something like that. That was cute. They listened to the podcast, and that was another weird situation. It's not like we're just meeting another couple that we've played with. We're meeting we're running into another couple that after we played with, we made a podcast of our experience with them, and then we find out when we first ran into them, they said that they listened to the podcast and loved it or whatever, you know. It's just, I don't know, that's a little more.
And then the fact that after all that, they still want to talk to us?
Yeah.
That's even more of a turn on, because it's like, wow, okay, cool. Yeah.
So we were just joking.
I wish they were here.
Okay, I know. We should have. Oh yeah.
They should be here to talk.
I know. We'll definitely have to have an interview with them. But
oh, maybe we should give them a recorder, and they could like do
talk about their recap. Us. Oh, that would be cool. Let's do that.
Because they're very.
But we don't have any. We don't have any way of contacting them unless they email us. Yeah.
Email us. And we'll send you guys a little pocket recorder like this one, and you can just fill it up with your thoughts and send it back, and we'll just air it.
Yeah. And then we were on the patio, and we were just laughing and talking, having a good time. And then she puts this little backpack, a tiny little backpack. A Tinkerbell backpack.
It had a Tinkerbell on it.
And she just plopped it up on the table, and then she started pulling out these sex toys.
Well, wait, no, they had kind of a little sexy routine, because I was getting really turned on, because they must have, I don't know, but the guy said something to her like, "So naughty girl, what have you in that bag?" And she said, "Well, teacher," or she was being funny but sexy at the same time. She's like, "I've been very bad, and I brought some toys to school."
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, what? And I was insta hard on when she pulls out this, like, the first thing she pulled out was, what do you call that, a two-headed dildo, like a dual?
A double dildo.
A double dildo.
A double-headed dildo, I guess.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, because that's been, like, I know one of your fantasies.
Oh, and yours.
Do it, and mine to watch it. For a long time.
Yeah, and then the second one was that suction cup penis, and she sucked it onto the table.
Yeah.
And she said, "I fucked my fridge."
Yeah, I fucked my refrigerator. Twice.
She said, no, it was so cute the way she said that.
It was good.
No, I love it.
And then she brought like a blindfold.
She had a blindfold. She kept pulling. It was amazing because this backpack was real small.
She kept bringing out all these major sex toys. And then she brought out a strap-on dildo.
Yeah.
A
strap-on vibrating dildo, yeah.
Oh, I was super turned on.
I was too. I was kind of surprised. I was like surprised.
I was
turned on too, because I've always wanted to try that, and I've never really been in a situation with girls, other girls. You know, I wanted to buy one, but I don't know anything about them. So
we used to have some toys like that a long time ago.
We never had a strap-on,
but we had a two-headed dildo, and we would take it to clubs because it was our fantasy. Like, oh, wouldn't it be great if Allie could get in a situation with another girl? You know, I stopped bringing it because it never happened, and it was like, why am I still carrying this thing around? But it happened.
Yeah, God, I mean, they got us so hot and bothered with all the toys when she pulled them out like that. And right then, their internet couple comes out there, I guess, arrived to the club.
Yeah.
And we kind of...
Of course, they had to talk to them and stuff, and we were like, oh, man.
Oh, I know. And John and I were in the bathroom going, oh, man.
They're gonna play with it.
You know, that was our fantasy, to do these toys and play with them. And that now they're going to be with an internet couple. But then I thought, oh no, you know, even if they are, we'll still go up and play with them. And then we, some time passed. We did talk to them briefly and actually danced with them on the dance floor. And then we kind of lost them again for a second, and then we went up, and they were up in the playroom with
the two other couples,
and I'm guessing that one of them
there was a six-some going on the bed.
Well, but they were all soft swap. We just kind of laid down. It was like a three beds kind of come together.
Oh, it was a huge bed, so there was plenty of room, and those three couples were having their fun. Our soft swap couple that we were talking about, they were in the mix there, and they were having sex while they were watching the other two couples go at it. And there was a little bit of light, I think, maybe light soft swapping going on. The guys were going down on the girls.
And it was funny because I put my arm out and I laughed at her and I said, oh God, here goes my technique. And she knew exactly what I was talking about because she listened to the podcast. And she laughed. She said, and he did too. He was like, she's using her technique. And then we started slightly playing with him. But that room just, I didn't want to be in that room. All of a sudden, I didn't feel comfortable
in
that room. The lighting wasn't right.
They got up and left.
They got up and left and the bathroom, and they came back
in. They left us in there with the other couples.
We weren't playing with them.
No, we knew they were going to the bathroom. They were just taking a little break.
And they come back in and lay down by us. And I said, I didn't want to stay in that room for some reason.
Well, you like to play in another room.
Yeah, I know. But I said that, and they said, oh, we know, or whatever.
They weren't feeling comfortable either. So.
Yeah. So the guy, he's like, send him. He was funny. He's like, I'm going to go on a mission or whatever. What did he say?
He's like, I'll go on recon. Check out the other room.
Yeah, and he's all standing there naked. He's like, I'm going to go on recon. He ran around, and he checked out all the rooms to find us a place.
And he came back and reported that there was a large group room in the back with only one other couple in it. That sounded like a great
place. Yeah, and he gave the whole report, and it was funny. So we all went up to the very back room, and I was excited. I said something about be sure to bring your backpack, or you know.
Yeah.
Of course, she grabbed the Tinkerbell.
Grabbed the Tinkerbell toys.
Tinkerbell backpack.
Okay, and that's where it started getting.
Oh man. So as we were walking to the room, I said, you know, I've never done this, but I've always wanted to do this. It's great. And she was all into it. She's like, yeah. She's gonna show me how.
You girls laid down, and
the other couple was over on the far side of the bed.
Oh yeah, they were into each other, and they were watching us and stuff because we were a little bit loud and.
Yeah, and it was like going to be like an instructional. Yeah, we were laughing, and she's pulling out the toys out of the backpack. And
the first one she pulled out was the double dildo.
And we got into position. We faced each other. So
yeah,
you guys were standing on the side of the bed, so it was just us.
We're standing there naked, watching you two girls, and she put it into her pussy first, and then she guided it.
Yeah, they lubed it up and all first.
Well, she lubed it up first, and then she laid down, and you girls were both laying down. We're standing there naked the whole time watching this.
And y'all both had big hard-ons. It was so cute because I was looking over to the side, and y'all were just standing there naked with big hard-ons. And there was some other people that came and were watching us.
So she lubed it up, and then she put it in her, and then I think she was asking you, you know, okay, so you've never done this, so I'm gonna stick it in you, and then, pow, you guys just started grinding into each other, and you both had your arms, you know, supporting your back, you had your arms, and you're using that to leverage into each other. And just, what did that feel like?
That was awesome. It was hot. It was very hot. And I'll say it 100 times. Hot.
Right.
It was fun. It was so.
I was just. I mean, I had a huge heart on, and I was watch. It was all I could do. I mean, I'm sure it would have been fine if I did it, but I didn't do it. But it was, I mean, I really just wanted to put my face down in there and just lick both of you girls at the same time as you're doing it. But you guys were having so much fun, and I was just watching that. And you know, the other guy, I wish we could say his name. We were just, you know, talking and watching, and you girls were just really going.
Y'all were like
it.
The commentators or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the people walked in.
I don't know, the thing, it was probably, how big was it? It was probably about, I'm just trying to describe it for people.
That,
it
wasn't that as big as you're doing your hands.
Well, I mean, I don't know, a foot long,
yeah,
foot to 18 inches long, but your girls were really
close
to each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had it deep inside of both of you, and you were, I mean, like, pounding it into each other.
But in a very soft way, though, even though we were pounding it.
And then you would come up, and you guys were touching each other's breasts, and kissing, lightly touching each other and stuff. It was a huge turn-on. Huge turn-on. And
then
they brought out the other toy.
Yeah. I was almost afraid to get too turned on that, because I wanted to try the strap-on. That was what I really wanted to try.
You've never done anything like that before.
I know, so she gets the strap-on out.
She asked you which way you preferred. Did you want to wear the strap-on, or did you want to be the recipient of?
It's easier for me to be the receiver, because it took some getting used to, she was saying, to be the one to wear it, you know?
Right.
And requires some, you know.
She wanted to fuck you.
Yeah. Well, she did. She sure did.
And that was a real turn-on for me, because she did you doggy style.
How, yeah.
I kind of helped at first slide it into you, and then I stepped back and she watched. And she started doing you doggy style.
Yeah.
And
That was great.
And you girls were positioned in such a way that I wanted to see your face, and I also wanted you to give me a blowjob while you were doing that, in which you did. You started, she was fucking you from behind, and you started giving me head.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then I told the guy, let's switch, you get some of this fun. And
yeah, so that's when the guys jumped in.
Yeah.
But you kind of jumped in too soon, because after I found out, I mean, because afterwards, she had told me, oh, she wanted to do me with the strap on in that other position that was her favorite, where she's facing me.
She wanted
missionary,
to do you like missionary.
Yeah,
so she could play with your tits and see that point of view.
So you guys jumped in.
Well, we're horny.
I know. I know. I'm glad y'all did, because we had a great time.
I don't know if you caught this or not, but when you were giving me head and she was fucking you from behind like that, the guy came around there and she was stroking his dick while she was fucking you, and she was taking her hands and running them down the length of your waist. And she was like, look at how thin she is, and what a great little waist she has. Doesn't she have a great little body and ass? And the guy was really turned on that she was describing stuff like that to him. I mean, that was getting them both turned on. But,
and I obviously was getting you turned on.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Yeah,
me too.
Because when girls talk like that, you know, guys are visual. And when a girl points out something visual to a guy, I mean, that's a huge turn on. That's a huge turn on.
And, wow.
And yeah, and she was grabbing your waist and saying, oh, doesn't she have a nice little ass, and doesn't she have a hot little body, and I'm fucking it, and it's great. And he was turned on. I know I was. And when she was doing that, and yeah, and then later she said she wanted to do you missionary, because she wanted to have that point of view. Now, when she said that she wanted to have that point of view, that is a turn upon.
Well, I wanted to have that point of view, too.
That is a huge turn upon.
But I didn't hear her say that Then, because then you guys got in and she took the strap on off. But later, she told me she wanted to do the missionary.
Right, right. No, not at that. No, not at that second. She didn't say she wanted to do missionary. I'm talking about later. She said that
after we had sex.
I mean,
yeah, we were done
talking about it.
And I'm glad that my first time was with them.
I want to encourage all swingers who go to on-premise clubs to bring toys.
Yeah.
I stopped bringing them because we just never used them and never came into play, but when they do, I was 5 years in the making.
We've been like on swings and stuff at swinger clubs. I love the swing. Gosh.
I'm going to have like a little swinger toy emergency kit for my car.
A swinger toy emergency kit. Yeah.
And then
after she took the strap on, we all just fucked in all different positions and just... Like there was a one time where we were both being doggy style by you guys, and we were kind of kissing or rubbing each other's tits while y'all were both pounding us from behind. So, you know that's been my fantasy.
Yeah, I know. It's been a fantasy of yours forever. I was happy that it happened. And I was happy that it happened with those people because they were cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It couldn't have been with a better couple. To break my, pop my cherry with the strap on. I think next time I'll be able to let go more or something, you know?
Why do you say that?
Well, this time it was great and all, but I was also being watched. Other people were watching and everybody, it was my first time and it was almost like a demonstration, you know, a little bit, you know? But I think that's the next time I do it with her, and she does me missionary style like she wants to, and I think I'll be able to let go, you know, because it won't be like my first time, you know, I'll be able to let go more.
Do you want to switch places?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want to try that, too. That would be great.
That's another first time. We're going to have that first time together.
Yeah. There's always something new.
First times.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. Even though we've been doing this for a while, there's a lot of things that are first times for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That first time when we first went to a club, we felt so deviant. We didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, I did. I felt we were nervous. And that first time we went to the club, I was a wreck of nerves.
I know, especially that we had to drive down such a long, long
right.
road out in the middle
out
of
the
nowhere.
In the middle of freaking nowhere.
And we knew no one knew where we were.
No. No one knew where we were going.
And we didn't know where we were what we were going to go into, what we were going to step into, what kind of world, what kind of people, what kind of, you know.
And then...
And we didn't know, and we didn't know...
Now they have assimilated us and we are one of them. Oh, that's crazy.
No.
But yeah, that was and then I remember like the second, third, even probably fourth time that we went, you making little jokes to me like, oh, well, you just think you're all that now, you know, like, oh, you think, you know, like, oh, you're not even nervous anymore. But really, I was. I still am. Yeah. Every time we go, because you never know what in the world is going to go on.
No, just, that's not it. That's not why you don't know what in the world is going to go on. You just, it's a new adventure each time.
It is. It's an adventure. Yeah, that's it.
You're making it sound like it's, you don't know what in the world is going on. You know what's going on. It's just a new adventure each time with different people and all, you know, friendly, open-minded people.
Yeah. So when people ask us, you know, give us, we can give you tips, we can give you things that, you know, we've experienced and stuff, but there's no right or wrong way to go to a club. It's your way. It's
right.
Whatever is good for you.
Exactly.
And you're mature adults and you go to a club and, you know, you're only going to do whatever you're comfortable doing. Don't do anything more or less than that.
And everybody in the club, they've had their first time going to the club, so everybody knows.
Yeah,
how
and probably a lot of them
feels.
It's their first time too. So
yeah, yeah.
And that was a big...
And it was my first time with a strap on. And I've been going to clubs for 5 years.
Okay, so I want to play you this little clip that this guy from Pennsylvania sent us.
Hi, John and Allie. This is Dave from Pennsylvania. I've got a couple things for you. The reason that I'm putting together this comment for you is that the wife and I are just starting to, you know, take a look at the lifestyle. And we really think that it's something that we want to do. We've talked about it a lot, and it really turns us on. My wife brought the idea to me about 2 months ago. I never in a million years would have thought that it was something that she was into. But it was always one of those things that was in the back of my mind. And I guess that's why my wife and I are together, because, you know, birds of a feather flock together, if you will. But so far we haven't done anything. Together we've decided that we really are not all that into the personal ads on the websites type of swinging at this point in time. You know, one of the things that's great about being married is not having to date anymore, and taking a look at the websites just seems to not be our thing right now, although a lot of people seem to be having a really good time there. And to be honest, looking at the websites and going through people's profiles is a whole lot of fun, and it, once again, really gets my wife and I going. But the question we have is about the clubs. We're taking a look at probably making our way to our first club. It's still going to be a little bit of time just because of kids' things, but we're really not sure what to do. And by that I mean, what do you wear? What do you expect when you actually get there? We've listened to your podcast and we really get an idea of what you're doing, but you're so experienced that you probably don't think about these things all that much. But like John, what do you wear when you walk in the door? Allie, you know, are you wearing lingerie? I heard you talking about your robe in episode 7, but what else are you wearing? At what point do you actually strip down to go play? Is it up in the play areas, or is it when you walk in the door? It's a little, there's not a whole lot of information about that, and we're a little, just one of those things that's nagging on us, and we're hoping maybe you can fill in the blanks for us and kind of help us on our way. Thanks, John and Allie. Keep up the good work. See ya.
Thank you. That was great.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Okay, I'm going to take it one by one. What to expect. Number one, if it's your first time going to a club, I wouldn't expect to have sex with anyone else other than your spouse.
Yeah, just go to absorb the...
Take it all in. See the culture,
the sexy,
see what's going on.
Vibes and,
you're going to have a blast.
Mm-hmm. And just soak it all in and get it all turned on. And
if you go there with the attitude that, hey, we're just going to go there and dance and have a good time and maybe see some other hot people having a lot of great times too, then that's the right attitude. And if you go there and...
With that attitude, then you're not so nervous. You're just there and don't have expectations of... Just take it step by step. I mean, just go and have fun, and you will definitely know you're going to have sex with your partner.
For sure.
For sure.
You're going to have some great sex.
I mean,
you might get
the nerve up to go up to the playroom and have sex with your partner next to some other couples having sex.
Or and if it's your first time at a club, you should definitely have some rules going into it the first time you go to the club. Make sure that, you know, if you say to each other, okay, we're not going to play with anybody else other than each other tonight, our first time, that's a great thing. And you can go to the club and... you know, get turned on and yeah, watch other people doing their thing, and maybe you go back and have sex with each other in the play areas, or maybe not, or maybe you just, you know, take those memories back with you to your hotel room or to your home later on that evening and replay it all out.
Yeah. And then the next time you go, you won't be as nervous and you'll know what to expect, and then it just build from there. And like we said earlier, we still get nervous. We get nervous when we go. And
sure,
you know, it's exciting, but it's kind of an exciting kind of nervous, because
you know you're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
You just don't know who you're going to meet yet, and you don't know, you know, how it's all going to hash
what's
out.
What's going to happen. Yeah, it's exciting.
It's fun. So what to expect? Just expect to have a lot of good time with each other.
And then also the clothes issue. I mean, I remember the very first time, and if they haven't heard one of our first episodes, we talked about our first time and how difficult it was for us. You know, we didn't know how do we get our clothes off and where do we take our clothes off at?
When do we take our clothes off?
Yeah, so we did the little dart game, strip darts, just to get our clothes off so we wouldn't be standing there with all the clothes on. But like I said before, everybody there has been there for the first time and wondered, you know, how do I get to the point back to the room, you know?
And every club usually has their own rules about where you can be naked and where you have to be naked or where you don't have to be naked.
Uh-huh.
So just
and most of them have lockers and you could put your clothes in the locker and get a towel, wrap it around you. That's if you don't feel comfortable about that, you can take your clothes off out right next to the play bed area, you know. It's really what you're comfortable with. And
there's some clubs though that do require, you know, men to be naked or, you know,
yeah,
everyone, every club's get different. To know the rules of the club before you go. And that's
go
it.
And scope it out the first time, soak it all in, and then go back.
For the most part, us guys got it easy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What he wanted to know what you wear, what you walk into the club wearing. And what you will know, John, and probably he always wears a black shirt. What do you wear?
I don't always wear the same thing.
You do. You
do
have
I?
your basic swing, and it's so easy. You guys got it easy. But
I don't always wear the same thing.
Just about, yeah.
You think so?
Uh-huh. And you joked about it with other guys.
Well, I wear black. I wear a lot of black, but it's variations of black.
Yeah. But you've got your basic outfit that you wear.
Black shirt. Yeah. Short sleeve black shirt, long sleeve black shirt.
And then the clubs will, most all of them have theme nights. And I would say they're a lot of fun if you like to dress up and have fun in that way. But also sometimes I feel like dressing the theme, but then sometimes I'm just not in the mood for that. And I would just wear something I'm comfortable in. And that's basically all. Just wear something you're comfortable with.
When you say that,
feel sexy and feel hot and, you know.
You say that dressing the theme. What do you mean dressing the theme?
The theme night. You know, if it's schoolgirl night, I'll usually wear a schoolgirl outfit because, you know, I've got a real comfortable
you're down
one.
With the schoolgirl thing.
But if it's like some kind
Arabian
of...
Arabian Nights. She doesn't go for the Arabian night
no,
theme.
No, only because if it's a cold night and I'm not feeling in the mood to dress... in the Arabian night, but you know, but
Allie's
yeah.
down for schoolgirl night.
I want to come up with a good Halloween.
Halloween, she's all into that.
Yeah, I've got to start thinking about that one. but most of the time, I just wear something that I'm comfortable
what
in.
What was Dave's third question?
Because I know I'll be taking it off since.
What was Dave's third question? He asked what to expect. Oh, he asked, at what point do you know when it's time to take the clothes off? At what point in the night do you know when it's time to play?
Yeah.
Usually about an hour before the club's going to close, you know.
Usually the people that go the first time, and people will know, you know, if it's their first time, they're usually the ones that are there the latest, you know, because they finally, you know, later on into the evening, don't you think?
Yeah. Because
when we first started going, we didn't get around up to the play area till near the end of the evening.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, you know, nervous energy and you're just kind of, are we going to go back there? Are we going to go back there? I guess the point is if you're going to go to the club and it's your first time and, you know what? You may go to the club the first night and if you're going into it with the expectation that you're only going to play with each other, you might not ever make it back there. You might go to the club 10 times and never go back to the play area. You might go to the club and in your first 5 minutes decide to jump back there. It's really such a personal decision.
Yeah,
How will you know when it's right to go back there is you and your partner will both be turned on and be mutually agreed to get back there.
Get back there and check it out.
And have some fun. And that's when you'll know it's right.
Yeah, that was good.
And I was thinking of some tips to maybe share with people when they go to a club. And here's a good tip. And this applies to not only a swinger club, but just going out and nightlife in general, get to know your bartender.
What?
The bartenders at these clubs, they know everything. They know which couples come frequently. They know probably which couples, play. One of our bartenders, Ken, big shout out to you.
Thank you, Ken.
It's funny, the couple that we played with in this episode, we're revealing it all to you now. We had forgotten his name, not hers, and went to the bartender and we're like, oh, dude, this is the soft swap couple from episode 5.
Well, he first came up to us and recognized that they were here. He's like, you're hot tub couple.
Right.
You're soft, you know, hot
we're
tub couple.
We're like, we forgot his
tonight.
Name. We forgot his name. Go figure it out for us. And he did.
He did.
So getting great. To know your bartender at these places is great because they got the inside scoop on the whole situation.
Yeah. That's always good advice.
And a couple of the things I want to talk about really briefly is we've been getting some emails from people. This guy wrote us this email talking about how he was listening to the Threesome podcast on his iRiver while he was grocery shopping. And he was so intent on listening to Allie's sexy descriptions that he crashed his cart into a stack of paper towels. And it just trips me out because people are listening to this thing, and I'm like looking at people now as when I'm out, and I'm like, oh, that guy has on has on headphones. I wonder if he's listening to our show.
And, yeah. And we also got an email about a couple that nearly had a crash their car.
Oh yeah, and another guy wrote that he had to like stop and pull over because he was getting so turned on or whatever.
Where do you listen to our podcast? Can we set up something for
our Yeah, future? we got the pod track on our listener survey in, the first results of that in, and Allie and I listen to podcasts together and usually in our office late at night, at the computer. We don't even have an iPod, believe that or not.
We don't admit that.
I did. I admitted it. We don't have one, but it seems like from that pod track survey that a lot of people, and thank you so much for those of you that did fill that thing out, but it seems like, I guess, a lot of people listen on the road. So let us know where you're listening, because that's
and the office.
Yeah.
While walking the dog, the guy from England said it made for a rather long walk. Right. Walking his dog. Oh, we gotta announce the Cafe Desire winners.
Angie and Tony,
yay!
You can check them out on cafedesire.com. Just do a search for Tanda 1169. And as a rookie on cafedesire.com, you got to go over there to the right-hand side, scroll all the way down, and look on the bottom right there, and that's where you can search for Tanda 1169. That's Angie and Tony. And while you're there, punch in SwingerCast and see what comes up.
Thanks for listening, Angie and Tony. You're a very hot couple.
Yeah, that was great. So a huge thank you to Jen and Jason, everyone at Cafe Desire for, that was fun for us. Yeah, it was. It was fun because we got to give away something. And that was cool. It was their idea to do the contest, and we had a lot of fun doing it. And we hope to be able to bring you guys more stuff like that in the future.
Yes, definitely.
You guys that are listening to this show right now are like in the 1% of the population. You are. You're tech savvy, or you're at least savvy enough to come over and listen
very
to
cool.
Yeah. And that coolness factor is going to spill over into when you meet people. So if you're talking to I'm serious. When you're talking to people, they don't know about podcasts, but they'd be very interested to know about it because it is such a cool thing. So when you're talking to people, mention podcasts. You don't have to mention our show, just mention podcasts in general. And if you think, or if you're at a swing club and you're trying to find something to talk about, you know, feel free to talk about SwingerCast, you know, that you're listening to a podcast about swingers. Oh, what goes on there? Oh, there's a podcast for swingers, and he's got crazy John and Allie, and they take a pocket recorder and do their little antics or whatever. It can be a nice icebreaker. It's something to talk about. Just saying.
Yeah. We've gotten some emails from people that want to know what you talk about also.
Well, we got that one email from Australia. Yeah. And the girl, they played it for a couple. And what happened?
They got together. They were a big couple.
This couple from Australia emailed us and told us that they played, and that was a cool feeling, that they played our podcast, and that
for another couple,
and then they got together after they listened to the show a couple of times or whatever. That's cool. So help us corrupt some minds and pass out some flyers.
So give us a call and leave us a message. What's the number, John?
310-928-6769.
That's our number. Leave us a message. We love to hear from you. And if any of you women out there know of a really good strap-on, write me and tell me about it.
Now, speaking of toys, our friends over there at Sex is Fun, if you haven't heard their podcast, they did Exquisite Toys 1 and Exquisite Toys 2. I thought it was a very good show.
So, send me some information about strap-on, and I'll do some field research. Anything else you want to say, John?
Booyakasha!
I don't think you're saying that right.
I don't care.
They know what we're talking about.
So, swingercast.com, check us out.
You have been listening to Swingercast, episode 8. Hope you enjoyed it. We sure did.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.